For someone who's all about winning and always says he's about winning, what is a losing streak like this do for you? Is there any way to explain, you know, what you're going through, you know, during this type of slump?
No, I just got to continue to stay positive, you know, and lead by example, which means coming to work and staying in it, you know, showing effort. You know, guys look at that type of thing, you know. The season's not going the way we wanted to go right now, and guys trying to see if guys are going to give up or who they need to lean on. And, if I'm that guy. You can lean on me. You can watch me every day. I'm going to come to work.
How difficult is that, considering the way, you know, things have slid?
It's not difficult, like, far as coming to work, you mean?
No, as far as just staying positive.
That's just who I am, you know, all about being positive. It doesn't matter what it is, you know. Every day, positive attitude, positive mindset to come to get better. And you got to bring teammates along with you. You know, some guys lead by example. Some guys, you know, they want to stand up and talk or do this, do that. But I'm all action.
Is there more you can do? I mean, your numbers are pretty ridiculous.
No, I mean, I don't look as far as what I can do. Just whatever the team asks of me. If I need to, you know, go out there and do more, you know, you say my numbers are okay, I guess. You know, if they need me to do more, you know, I try my best to do more. But when my numbers call, you know, I just try to deliver.
Questions about Matt's health and whether he can get it done. You take that stuff personal when people question you for it?
Man, I don't care what people say personally on the outside. You know, we got to be a family here. We got to be a team. And it's more so what we do here. You know, everybody's going to have their own opinions about certain people. You know, that's week to week, you know. Matt can go out there and have a great game this week. They're not going to say anything else the next week, you know. So, like I said, it's all opinionated. We just got to stay tight here and continue to keep looking out for each other and just keep working for each other.
What do you take from last year's game, if anything at all, playing against a team that, you know, still has the same defense in place with Mike Zimmer?
You know, they're a physical defense. They beat us at their place last year. And we just, you know, it's a different ball club this year we have. And they have obviously a different ball club. It's all about the mindset of the club, you know. And I feel like we playing, we compete every play. You know, we just haven't been getting the outcome we wanted. You know, and hopefully we just got to keep playing the way we've been playing. And hopefully the ball start bouncing our way.
Any extra pressure at all this week, considering, you know, you guys had that three straight coming up, that three straight on the road stretch?
No, not at all. There's no added pressure. It's the most important game because it's the next game, you know. But we got to treat this game like any other game. We got to go in there with a, you know, winner's mentality. You know, we can go in there and, like, because we have a great football team, you know. And our record, you know, we're still positive, but we got to go out there and win some football games.
Some people would, quite a few people would say that you're the best at your position in the game. There are some that think that Peterson is the best at his position in the game and has been for a long time. Do you ever find yourself, you know, kind of, you know, peeking across the way, you know, just kind of seeing what he's doing, especially when you two are on the same field at the same time? Obviously not, you know, offense, but
no,
same
not
day, same time?
No, not at all. You know, I don't look at other people, you know, as far as my position or corners. Like, if I'm not going against them, I don't look at them. I don't really watch football. I mean, it's just not my thing. I just got to focus on me being the best I can be.
You're going to watch the Iron Bowl?
Yeah, I might check it out.
Prediction?
No predictions. Those games are always kind of tight or it's a blowout, so I don't know this year.
Julio, right now you're averaging about two more catches per game from last year, and you're right on pace for that record by Marvin Harrison. How have you been able to get that total up?
I don't know, man. I don't know nothing about no numbers about, you know, catching two more balls than I did last year. You know, like I said, when my numbers call, I just try to deliver, you know, the best I can. I didn't know about Marvin Harrison record or I'm on pace for a record or nothing like that. I'm just trying to win a football game right now.
How do you like one more about Alabama? How do you like their chances this year? Obviously, they're right there in the mix for possible national championship.
Yes, they definitely, you know, can make a run for it. You know, Coach Saban gonna have those guys ready. He just don't want those guys to look ahead, you know, because you got the Iron Bowl and then you have Florida in the SEC championship game. So those guys just got to, you know, stay mentally and stay in it, you know. So.